Good. For me, it's my explosiveness. I'm off the ball. I coach to see the explosiveness I have and the motor that I run with. That really sets me apart.
What did you check in at, size, weight?
I was 311, 6005.
Is that 311? Is that a good thing? Is that your
weight? Yeah, that's a good weight for me. Leverage is, I mean, that's all it is. And inside being, I guess, as tall as I am, but not as tall as I am, it really helps me out on just getting underneath them and be able to split double teams and drive them back on one-on-ones.
What was it that helped you learn those lessons? What were some of the tricks you learned?
Tricks I learned were really just throughout playing college football. I mean, it's 3 years of defensive line. I played right tackle in high school, so I kind of got a gist of what they can do to get around it. And just really learning how to use my leverage, I mean, against the offensive linemen.
Have you bench pressed yet?
No, sir. I bench press tomorrow.
What can you do with 225? How many times can you get it up?
I can get it up a lot. I've been really focusing on my 40, though, to really make sure I get a good time as a big man.
How did you change from offensive line to
defensive line? Just self. I wanted to do it myself. Coming from high school, I enjoyed offensive line. I enjoyed being a brother like that. But in college, I really wanted to play defensive line. Try it out. Just something new. Offensive line was fun for me, but I just saw more love at defensive line. I really fell in love with the game playing defensive line.
50 reps would break the bench press record. Is that something
that's something in my reach, yes.
What's the most you've done?
Most I've done training was 34 with 230. I mean, for me, it would mean a lot, but really, my focus really was on my 40, get under 4.9. I mean, they see my film. They know I'm explosive and strong, so I want to make sure they know that I'm quick as well.
What makes you ready for the NFL?
Ready for the NFL, the knowledge and the gains that I can make once I get there, and also my strength. I think I'm strong enough to compete at that level and well enough to do so. Vince Wilfork, he really has an attack off the ball like that. I think I bring a little bit more movement laterally onto that position and quickness, but definitely his aggression I can bring and mimic that.
Are you more 3-4, 4-3?
I prefer a 4-3. You know, I can create more one-on-ones and win those more often than a 3-front, but I'm comfortable with any 3-3 or 4-3.
Sometimes the D-linemen are just sort of getting away and let linebackers
make plays. I like to make plays, yeah. I like to keep the linebackers clean as well, but I like to make plays. That's why I really focus on splitting double teams. Yeah, March 6, 1995, yeah. I am 20. I'm 21 on March
6.
Yes, sir. I envision myself with, I mean, double the knowledge, really, and really playing the game smarter, not harder. I want to be able to get all the tricks that the defensive linemen have right now and really use them against offensive linemen who've been playing for 12 years in the league.
You mentioned the high motor earlier. Watching you, it seems like you always finish plays, whether they're running away from you or anything like that. Where does that hunger come from? Is that something that they
push you? That's something that was instilled in me in high school. I mean, as offensive linemen, we're like, after the play, you jog 5 yards. And it's always been just been something I've always done.
Have you had any formal interviews yet with teams?
Yes.
Can you get a feel, or is it just so many in a short period of time? What can you do?
I mean, you get a feel for the people. I mean, they were good people in those interviews, and I enjoyed it, critiquing myself and also looking at the good plays.
But you don't walk away saying, boy, they have more interest in this team. You don't come away thinking this team has
no. No, I mean, they all have pretty big interests, but I feel like it's more of me recruiting them than them recruiting me.
What?
I always ask them, where do I fit, you know, in their defensive line and defensive scheme? It's always a big question for me.
Andrew, what do you think when you heard Rico Gathers wants to play tight end?
Sir?
Rico Gathers said that he wants to play tight end.
I say go for it. I think he can do it.
Do
I really do. So yes, sir. Basketball gave him some good feet. He already has the size and the strength to do it as well. I mean, if he can catch a ball, I think he can do it.
A couple more questions, guys. About
where sir? Mostly 4-3 defense. They say I will fit very well in there as interior defense lineman. I could play 3-tech as well. I mean, with some explosiveness and skills if I develop them as well. But really a nose in the 4-3. Worst injury I ever had was in high school. I tore my meniscus trying to play basketball. Yeah. Never again.
Last question, guys.
So, I only met with the Cowboys.
Thanks, Andrew.